So, hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight, Hannah. Thank you very much for being on this episode today. I'm really excited to learn more about yourself and more about your company. So, just for the viewers at home, I mean, I know you guys know now, but the goal of the Business Spotlight is to learn a little bit more about you, Hannah, but also about your business and the experiences of running your business and that entrepreneurial journey. So, if you could just kick things off for us by explaining to our viewers who you are, what you do, and how long you've been doing it for.
Thank you, Mark. I'm excited to be with you. So I'm Hannah Preston. I'm a HR consultant and I'm the business owner of HP HR Consult Limited. I am a HR professional and I'm qualified in a CIPD qualification. I help small to medium-sized businesses with their HR needs. So I advise on employment law and help in small to medium-sized businesses that don't have HR in-house. As I say, I've got over 20 years experience and there's a lot of situations I've come across that I've gained that experience.
Brilliant. That's great. So HR, it's quite a huge thing, isn't it? I mean, I know I've had some experiences running businesses in the past with HR. So with your HR consultancy business, what makes you stand out from the other HR companies out there, Hannah?
So I am extremely personable and I'm passionate about helping businesses reduce the risk of any tribunal claim. I also really get to know my client and the business and the challenges they have, not only internally but externally in terms of the economy and et cetera. So I very much get to know my client before I offer that advice.
Brilliant. No, that's great. So kind of like a an in-house sort of but a consultancy sort of relationship. So yeah. Oh wow, that's really cool. So what's the journey been like to date? I mean, if you can just sort of let us know a bit about, how the business started and sort of like some of the bits that have happened from the inception of the business to where you are now.
So I started the business 3 years ago. It was actually during COVID times. And I truly saw that small to medium-sized businesses that don't have HR in-house really needed that support with the situation within COVID, with potential furlough and redundancies, et cetera, restructuring. And businesses had to look at different ways of working and diversify. So any elements of change, HR is very much interlinked because it affects the people within it. So therefore, I saw it was a real area that potentially companies would need my expertise. So I set up and I work with lots of different industries because my experience has been in very much different industries. So I've worked in aviation, I've worked in private medical insurance, Sony distribution, also Samsung. So some large corporates as well as some smaller family-sized businesses. So I've got a lot of experience in trade union negotiations as well as consultancy. So yeah, there's probably not a lot I haven't come across, to be honest.
Well, yeah.
Large redundancy, closures of businesses as well. But I also like working with smaller businesses to deal with absence management. Performance management, so making sure that your employees are actually working to the efficiency that is required by the business.
Wow. That's a lot, and in such a short period of time as well, 3 years. And that must have been a bit of a baptism of fire as well. I mean, what a time to start a HR company 3 years ago.
I know, crazy, right? But yeah. I've
That's
done it and
phenomenal.
I enjoy it. I really do genuinely enjoy helping people and their businesses.
That's brilliant. I mean, I think that's so key, isn't it? To find something that you enjoy doing. And if you can make a career out of it, then more the better. So, yeah,
Yeah, I
absolutely.
mean, there's lots of challenges along the way with people's mental health, and it impacts on their personal life. So I very much try and balance that with the needs of the business, and very mindful of that support that's needed to the individuals as well as the business.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, I mean, obviously, we've sort of taken a look backwards. Now, if we were to sort of take a look forward, I mean, what does the future hold for you and your business? I mean, what do you see as the main challenges that are going to be coming up and facing you over the coming months and years?
Obviously, the economy at the moment isn't great, but I see that as a positive because there's always change, and change means lots of work for HR. So yeah, I'm looking forward to building my clientele. I like working with companies that are potentially growing, so there's lots of different support I can offer for that type of business, or businesses that need to restructure and rethink the way their targets are, their business focus. So yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a great share. Thanks for that, Hannah. So moving on to yourself then as the business owner. So what would you say has been your biggest lesson today? You know, is there something that stands out for you the most, sort of like from a business lesson that will really help our viewers?
Yeah, I think very much it's getting about getting a relationship with the business owner or client, and understanding what they really need, and having that communication between the both of you, so I can deliver what they require, and if I can't, just to be open and honest and transparent about that. I think one of the biggest challenges is to get the terms and conditions in place before you actually start advising. It's very easily just to offload what a client needs there and then. But actually, from a business perspective, as a business owner myself, I need to get all the ducks in a row, to protect myself and my business.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's so important, isn't it? So yeah, no, that's another great share. Thanks for that, Hannah. So I mean, sort of keeping with yourself, so if we was to go back in time and then we went back to a time where 18-year-old Hannah was
Oh
there just about to embark on some work journeys, some business journeys, and then you as the person stood in front of 18-year-old you. What would be the most useful piece of advice that you would give yourself, your 18-year-old self?
gosh. I think the biggest thing would be just keep learning from what you perceive as a knockback at the time, and to be resilient to that, because it's a positive. You've learned by it, and you can move forward by learning from your mistakes or setbacks. So I see that as a positive, and any change is good because you potentially are moving forward. It may not feel like that at the time, and I always say this with people that are being made redundant. 6 months' time, you'll look back and you'll see actually it was a good thing, because I've now pushed myself forward to learn something new or start something new. But at the time, it feels really, really difficult because you're in your comfort zone and you're doing what you do best and what you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's always good to push yourself forward. It's scary, but that's how we learn and progress as a person, and we can then add value to whatever we're trying to achieve by doing that.
Wow, that's some really great advice for your 18-year-old self there. Hopefully,
I
someone like you is
wish I knew
able to take on.
that
Yeah, I wish I knew that at the time back then as
the time.
well. That would be some great advice. So, Hannah, what inspires you? I mean, what is it that gets that fire in your belly, that passion? Is it sort of your family? Is it team? Is it customers? Is it reading books?
Yeah, I think I mentioned it before. It's my desire to really help people. I'm compassionate about helping people that have got problems that will take away that stress from them. So knowledge is power, and I truly believe that if I can offer that expertise that they haven't got, it would take that stress away. So potentially, if it's a they receive a claim by an employee for, say, a discriminatory claim or unfair dismissal claim, I can offer employment law advice and give them an idea of potentially where they've gone wrong, or that we could make it so it doesn't go wrong in the
Yeah,
future,
absolutely. Well, because that's it, yeah.
prevent those situations. But ultimately, it's my family that drives me. I've got three children, and I really want to show them that working hard gets you somewhere in life, and not everything's given to you. So those good old-fashioned morals of getting up and out and getting on with life, through pure determination, really, to show my children that.
Yeah, wow. Now that's amazing. That is amazing. So, just to wrap things up then, I mean, people want to sort of find out more, find out about you. I mean, is there anything that you've got currently coming up, any offers that you can share with our viewers, anything you'd like to share, or just simply a way of getting hold of you, contacting you?
So I'm on LinkedIn as Hannah Preston. So you can always message me through there, and I have my own website, www.hphrconsultancy.co.uk. I also offer a free HR audit, so I can come in and look at potentially what you've got in place, or whether you if you haven't got anything in place. A lot of companies don't even have contracts of employment, which is key under employment law, that you must have that in place from day one of an employee starting. A lot of businesses don't realize that. So there's little things that I can start with and look at if they've got the right HR policies and procedures in place, and then we can move forward in working together. A lot of people contact me with an ad hoc situation that's occurred, and then they realise that they potentially need a little bit more support going forward after that situation's resolved.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Hannah. So now everybody knows how to get hold of you, and you can connect on LinkedIn, and there's some free stuff that you're giving away there as well, which is absolutely phenomenal. So that's brilliant. So thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of the Business Spotlight. And until next time, for all of our viewers, we'll see you all again very soon. Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you for having me.